This is Art on the Airwaves. The next concerts in the Felici Piano Trio's 2024-25 season take place on Saturday, January 18th in Mammoth Lakes and on Sunday the 19th in Bishop. The title of the program, RESPECT, connects both Aretha Franklin and Louise Farrunk, one of the composers featured in the concert, who was also at that time an underpaid professor at the Paris Conservatory. Rebecca Hong, violinist of the Felici Piano Trio.
But Aretha Louise Franklin, because Louise is a middle name, does so beautifully is to, in sheer musical terms, even if you ignore the lyrics, she strongly puts a foot down because she feels that she needs to take a stand versus her lover in their relationship. And I find that Louise Farrunk, whose name just reminds me of Aretha Louise Franklin, Louise Farrunk also, at one point in her life, put her foot down and said, no more. I work like a man. I do the same job. I teach fantastic students, and I would like to receive the same pay, please.
This concert will feature Louise Farrunk's violin sonata, Opus 39, written in 1850.
We have to remember that Louise Farrunk, she was born in 1804, was really a contemporary of Mendelssohn's and Schumann's. What you hear when you perform this piece or when you listen to this piece is a hugely confident French voice.
The program opens with the five pieces in folk style by Robert Schumann. Brian Schult, cellist of the Felici Piano Trio.
This is actually his only piece explicitly written for cello and piano. On the surface, it seems like it may be a pretty simple piece. In fact, the title would indicate that that was his intent, five pieces in folk style. Sometimes it's translated as popular style. But as with all Schumann, there's many layers happening at once. And that's what makes it very exciting.
The program's second half is dedicated to Ludwig van Beethoven's famous Archduke Trio.
The Archduke Trio is, of course, a piece that is revered. Why we put it in that program under the title of RESPECT has to do with the fact that the Archduke Trio reflects a special form of respect between human beings as well. Beethoven, when he came to Vienna, was pretty quickly recruited by the Archduke Rudolf, who was then a 15-year-old teenager, as his music teacher. So having the guidance of somebody like Beethoven must have been tremendous, you know, for a teenager. Their relationship, their student-teacher relationship, really developed into a friendship. So the dedication of the Archduke Trio happened because Beethoven wanted to acknowledge their special bond. I think what Beethoven succeeds to do in the Archduke is to, without any use of words, to communicate that nobility should not be something that you achieve by birth, but that you achieve by living a certain kind of life. From the very first few chords, it has a noble character.
Rebecca Hong and Brian Schult of the Felici Piano Trio. The trio's next concerts are coming up on Saturday, January 18th in Mammoth Lakes and on Sunday the 19th in Bishop. Chambermusicunbound.org for tickets and information. Arts on the Airwaves is made possible by a grant from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.